From KMXT in Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed a resolution late last month asking the governor to declare an economic disaster for set netters who fish the east side of Cook Inlet. That declaration would open up the fishery to grants from the legislature and accelerated capital projects. The east side set net fishery was closed this year before the season even began in early March. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed that fishery, as well as early and late king salmon sport fishing, because of low projections for king salmon returns. Assembly President Brent Johnson, an east side set netter himself, sponsored the resolution, along with Borough Mayor Pete Michicki and Assembly Vice President Tyson Cox. In the text, the borough estimates set netters lost out on more than $7 million in potential revenue because of the closure. About $17,000 per permit holder. Ken Coleman, a set netter and president of the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association, thanked the assembly for throwing support behind the east side set netters through resolutions.
They're meaningful, and I can tell you from our community, our set netters are very appreciative of your time and efforts.
Coleman said this is the fifth time in 6 years that he's asked for a similar declaration. He said once it gets through the governor's office, it passes on to the federal level and opens up even more opportunities. The resolution passed unanimously with Johnson abstaining because of a conflict of interest. A copy of the letter will be shared with the commissioner of the state's Department of Commerce and with all Kenai Peninsula's state legislators. Thanks for that reporting to KDLL's Riley Board.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Matson, providing twice-weekly service to Alaska's Emerald Isle.
Young Alaska Native people from around the state learned how to fillet and prepare salmon in a series of workshops at the Elders and Youth Conference in Anchorage. The workshop organizers were from Thlinkit and Haida Central Council in southeast Alaska. They taught young people how to fillet salmon and cut it into chunks for pickling. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra joined the pickling workshop and has this audio postcard. The first voice you will hear is 14-year-old Javon Stewart Foster.
So first we cut off the head, and then we cut down the middle to fillet it. And once we filleted it, we sliced it into fourths and we cut it into squares. I'm going to pickle it and jar it and then take some home. Take it home, yeah.
Who are you gonna take it home for?
My grandma.
Thank you, Jake.
Joey May Abakuma.
I'm from Twelfth Buck, Alaska.
How old are you?
17. It was exciting when you were cutting up the fish into chunk bite sizes. This is my first time about to jar fish, like, out of my whole life.
I'm Ralph Wolf. I'm the director of Indigenous Stewardship Programs at Tlingit and Haida. Our overall mission is to be able to show kids and even young adults who haven't had the opportunity to harvest or to put up salmon in different ways, whether it's just freezing them or pickling them or jarring them or smoking them. Some of the things are being lost right now in methods of preparation and harvesting, because like some people can go out and catch salmon, but they don't know what to do after that. Or they don't know how to catch salmon and they know how to do the rest of it. And we showed kids how to, you know, the way we fillet fish in Southeast. And every region, even in our region, has different ways of cutting salmon. So part of the message we say is this isn't the only way, this is just how we do it. In this part of the workshop, the folks are grabbing the salmon in jars and putting in lemon and onion and ginger and pickling spice. And then the vinegar solution and so it can cure in about a week or so, they'll be able to have, you know, some pickled salmon.
Yeah. We got like 4 cases left of jars of juice. So if you want to do another one.
My name is Hayden Grace Marie Blair. My grandmother and my aunties, they go fishing every summer, and then we either smoke them in our smokehouse or we can them.
So have you cleaned and cut fish before?
When I was younger, yes. I actually have a photo of me pretending to eat like a fish head, but not recently now, so it was nice learning how to cut one. You really have to get in there and how you have to feel around inside the fish to feel the bones to know where you're cutting. It was a little disturbing and overwhelming, but it was fun. Now that I know, I'll definitely help my grandmothers in the summer. So she usually spends a lot of days canning, and I'm not always with her. So having a couple people to help out would be really helpful for her.
That was an audio postcard from a salmon pickling workshop at the Elders and Youth Conference in Anchorage, put together by Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has published their preliminary harvest and value figures for the 2023 Alaska commercial salmon fishery. 230.2 million salmon were commercially harvested this year. That is a whopping 43% more fish than were harvested last year, when 160.7 million fish were brought to the docks. Unfortunately, that bump in production did not result in more cash in fishermen's bank accounts. In fact, the value for this year's harvest was considerably less than last year's. The value estimated for all species lumped together in 2023 was less than $400 million. Last year's relatively wimpy harvest was valued at over $720 million. In an exercise in understatement, the Department of Fish and Game states in its report, quote, "International market conditions significantly impacted pricing of salmon statewide, thus the value of the harvest," close quote. 2023 stands up as a big harvest year historically. The 220 million fish for 920 million pounds were the fourth highest on record for total fish harvested and the seventh highest on record for total pounds harvested since 1985. You don't have to be a math major to know that suggests fish are getting smaller, something that's been observed in the field. However, ex-vessel value of under $400 million when adjusted for inflation is the sixth lowest on record, going all the way back to 1975. You don't have to be a math major to know that that suggests fishermen's bank accounts were getting smaller, which has also been observed in the field. The average price per pound for Chinook salmon last year was $3.76 in Cook Inlet, $6.31 in Southeast Alaska, and just over $11 per pound in Prince William Sound. Sockeye salmon got $1.82 in Prince William Sound, $1.09 in Southeast, $1.54 in Cook Inlet, 84 cents in Kodiak, 65 cents on the peninsula, and 52 cents for reds in Bristol Bay. Cohos were valued at $1.40 in Southeast Alaska, $1.10 in Prince William Sound, 58 cents in Cook Inlet, 29 cents in Bristol Bay, 28 cents in Kodiak, and 22 cents for silvers on the peninsula, with 10 cents in Chignik for cohos. Chum salmon were sold for 53 cents per pound in Southeast Alaska, 50 cents per pound in Prince William Sound, 46 cents per pound in Cook Inlet, 29 cents per pound in Bristol Bay, 26 cents per pound in Kodiak, 25 cents per pound along the peninsula, and 23 cents per pound in Chignik. Pink salmon were valued at an average of 27 cents per pound in Prince William Sound. That was their highest average price in the state. In Kodiak, fishermen got an average of 26 cents per pound. 23 cents per pound were paid for pinks in Southeast Alaska, 21 cents per pound in Cook Inlet, and 17 cents per pound in Chignik and the peninsula. Sockeye salmon accounted for 23% of the total harvest, or 51.8 million fish, for about 45% of the value at $181 million. Two-thirds of all salmon harvested in Alaska last year were pink salmon, with over 152 million fish scooped up. All those humpies were less than one-third of the value at $113.7 million. 10% of the harvest were chum salmon. 23.5 million chums were sold for $74.6 million, which accounted for 19% of the total value. Silvers were just 1% of the salmon harvest last year, for 4% of the total value. 2.3 million cohos came in, which sold for $14.4 million. The king salmon harvest is estimated at 235,000 fish for about $14.7 million. That means a Chinook salmon is about 10 times more valuable than a coho. 5,577 individual permit holders made commercial salmon landings in 2023, a decrease of 549 permits from last year.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.